a biblical framework. There are many Bible stories involving major change. Some of them describe things that happened for the first time or for the first time in a long time. They illustrate how God directs leaders to initiate major change and how His people carried out His plans. They are warts and all stories, full of mistakes, failures, and shortcomings, as well as successes. Most of these stories illustrate one or more of the axioms in this model. One such story, the conquest of Jericho, is a stirring narrative interweaving all six axioms. Joshua, a warrior leader, was charged with leading the Israelites to invade and settle their new homeland. Joshua chapters 6 and 7. One entrenched obstacle to fulfilling God's plan was the city of Jericho. God assigned Joshua a major change project, conquering a city as part of establishing residency for his people. Joshua's leadership provides a framework for exploring the six axioms in the model for leading major change. One important disclaimer about using this story in this way: do not over-spiritualize Bible stories or create inappropriate analogies with contemporary ministry problems. For example, God did not part the Red Sea as a parable for our seminary escaping legal bondage. He did not send Nehemiah to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem to model building a new church facility. Moses was not told how to organize a nation as a model for developing a new ministry organizational chart. Inappropriate applications of stories like these violate the integrity of the Bible and proof texts in a detrimental way. The Jericho narrative establishes a framework only. I am not implying in the least it was somehow analogous to the seminary's experience. Biblical stories like this illustrate God's activity. Using this story in this way is in line with Paul's directive that Old Testament events took place as examples for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. And happened to them as examples, and they were written for our instruction. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. The Jericho narrative is a remarkable story of leading major change and accomplishing an enormous God-directive initiative. The story provides a framework for understanding the six axioms of leading major change. Within this example of biblical leadership, different aspects for leading major change are modeled and best practices are illustrated. While various aspects of leading major change are part of the story, it begins where all major change must begin, with God's direction. We start with that seminal axiom.